Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, April 22nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our personal technology commentator, Rick Miller. Birthdays, Queen Isabella I of Spain, who helped fund the voyage of Christopher Columbus, born this day in 1451. Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary and premier of the Soviet Union, born this day in 1870. How can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy? J. Robert Oppenheimer, sometimes called the father of the atomic bomb, born April 22nd, 1904.
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
Jack Nicholson is 77 today. On this day in history, in 1970, the first Earth Day.
This is a CBS News special. Earth Day, a question of survival. For 2 hours, fashionable Fifth Avenue was off limits to automobiles and became a crowded pedestrian mall. The two streets that were blocked off provided islands of quiet. The quality of air improved, but you didn't have to go far to find Manhattan as it really is. Morton Dean, CBS News, New York.
In 1889, the Oklahoma land rush begins from the Oklahoma Council of Social Studies.
On the celebrated day, Monday, April 22, 1889, the crowd of thousands now surrounded the border of the unassigned lands waiting for the alarm. Exactly 12 noon, cannons along the line boomed and the crowd surged forward as one. A mass of humanity riding horses, carriages, bicycles, even running and walking, swarmed into the area.
In 2004, Pat Tillman, the pro football star who joined the Army Rangers, is killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. Number one on the charts, 1962. It's Elvis with Good Luck Charm.
Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight.
On the KETR events calendar on the A&M Commerce campus Thursday from 3 to 6, what's called a reveal of plans for the university's 125th anniversary celebration this fall, including a new line of memorabilia. It'll be in the amphitheater between the field house and the business administration building, and everyone's invited. The reveal for the A&M Commerce 125th anniversary celebration, Thursday from 3 to 6 in the amphitheater. And for more, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day is from the novelist Kurt Vonnegut. True terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country. Our guest in the cafe this morning is our commentator on personal technology, Rick Miller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, now we're very much into the spring storm season, as we saw just very recently. And you're telling me that there are some new high-tech apps for coping with severe weather, and in particular, something that would a lot of people would have liked to have had this latest bout of severe weather, and that's something that will take care of the hail or protect you against the hail.
Yeah, and it has a real clever name, Hail Protector.
Well,
they spent a lot of R&D on that.
Yeah,
name,
truth in advertising, being direct, that's good.
But it's a product that I've been tracking for about 2.5 years. Some of you may have seen it on the History Channel or the Weather Channel. It's been featured on a lot of the main news shows, and it's an inflatable car cover that covers your car. And these two guys came up with the idea and went and found an inventor and a venture capitalist to help them work on it. And lo and behold, it's on the market. You can buy it at Amazon.com, or you can go to our website here at KETR and see hailprotector.com and watch how it works. But what it does is puts like a big car-shaped bouncy house over your car. It'll fit a sedan. They have one that's specially shaped for like your Kia Soul or your Expedition or Tahoe, or your boat. And so it gives you, it comes with a service that if there's going to be hail in your area, it's kind of like ThorGuard we have around here. If you're going to have hail in your area, it gives you a 30-minute warning so that you can take this thing out of your trunk, put a lid over like a car cover, hit the little remote switch, it inflates, and then you go inside for safety.
Now, it sends you a warning about the hail being on the way.
The opportunity or presence or chance of hail in your area. It gives you about a 30-minute leeway. It doesn't take that long to set the thing up. I know it comes to your smartphone, so it's probably probably a text.
And what keeps it from blowing away?
Well, it's strapped to the car. So I guess hail would be the least of your worries if the wind's strong enough to blow it away, because then your car is going to be gone too. It's for when your car's in place and you don't have a place to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You can just pop this thing out, cover it, hit the little air fans. I think it has four air fans that inflate it and keep it inflated. And it just does it. And then when you get through, you unroll it and roll it back up and put it back in your trunk.
Wow.
Until the next time.
Well, we're talking with our commentator on personal technology, Rick Miller. And you were telling me also, while we were sort of exchanging information, about crank-powered emergency radios. Now, that's not high-tech, but darn sure would be something nice to have in a lot of situations when we're having bad weather.
Well, the other night when we were experiencing all this, I was listening to my favorite station, KETR, because I get the local weather, and it's right down the street from us. And I usually listen on my iPhone. And then all of a sudden, you know, my batteries go out. How can I do that? But I kept wishing I had some powered, like a weather radio. I began to look the next day, okay, because preparedness favors you every time.
Right.
And so I began to look. They used to be quite expensive, but Eaton has one called the Scorpion that is not only crank-powered, because that's kind of an old technology, but it's also solar powered, and it powers your smart devices. It'll plug into a USB port. We'll plug into it and give you that. It also has a bottle opener, Mark. Yeah, you're gonna need that probably.
Who would have thought?
But it's an interesting thing because it picks up all seven of the NOAA weather channels. Plus AM and FM bands.
Mm-hmm.
So if the internet goes out and you're listening to the radio over internet and then the power goes out, you can still crank it up and get those NOAA weather ones, which aren't dependent on broadcast.
Well, so many times, of course, we may have battery-powered radios, but are you really keeping those batteries charged up? And when you need it, they may be weak. But the crank, that's a terrific option. And so basically, you don't have to worry about keeping the batteries charged or new batteries.
Yeah, and you know, over the winter, we had all that bad storm where we had, you know, power down and people were going to their cars to recharge their cellular devices. Well, how about a 150-watt car inverter that has an AC plug as well as the USB ports? And so you can get those for about $22. So that's another workaround.
Rick is, of course, our personal technology commentator on the Blacklands Cafe, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.